Thanks so much for joining us for day number two as we're talking with Congressman Rick Crawford. He's with the 1st Congressional District in Arkansas. And Rick, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the sportsman bill. What's that all about?
Well, you know, there was a bill that passed out of the House this week, and it really was somewhat non-controversial. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of opposition to it. It passed pretty handily, but it had to do with federal policy on federal land with respect to hunting and fishing and, you know, outdoor sports, you know, four-wheelers, shooting sports, and so on. And so, you know, that was basically trying to make sure that we strike a fair balance between, you know, maintaining a sound environment and also allowing people to partake of the outdoors in a responsible way. So I think we did a really good job in striking a very responsible balance and limiting the government overreach that would restrict our access to some of these federal lands. That if you're a private landowner, then you may have access to land that others don't. But these public lands, particularly federal lands, are a great asset and, you know, should be out there to be enjoyed, certainly to be enjoyed responsibly. And that's the direction that we went. One of the amendments was a particular interest to Arkansas, an amendment that I offered that passed by voice vote. And it was has to do with an agronomic practice that rice farmers engage in that, you know, has an effect on migratory waterfowl. And so essentially we're talking about, you know, we all know in East Arkansas, flooded rice fields equals duck hunting. One thing that happens occasionally is because of weather conditions, you know, you might have to do an early harvest, the weather's warm, whatever, and occasionally you might have what's called a ratoon crop, a second crop, where the stubble from the rice, the heads emerge a second time. Doesn't happen very often when the conditions are just right. It can happen and sometimes does. So farmers will typically go in and roll that stubble, even though there's rice heads, they'll roll it and prepare to flood those fields for the winter. But they roll them in advance because that's a pre-planting requirement, and then they flood the fields to get the waterfowl. And that's how they make money in the winter. They'll lease hunting, you know, duck pits and so on around their fields. It's a lot of economic impact at stake. Well, U.S. Fish and Wildlife came in and said, you can't do that. That's baiting the field. We can't allow that. Well, what we did was clarify what baiting is and what is a normal agronomic practice. And basically, going back to the idea, and I think this is our touchstone, is that we really want to empower the states to weigh in on these issues. So what we did was crafted a bill that said, Fish and Wildlife, look, we understand your concern, but if our state cooperative extension service recognizes this as an agronomic, a regular agronomic practice, and the state game and fish department concurs, is that sufficient? And that's okay with Fish and Wildlife. Ducks Unlimited supports that. It really got the federal government off of these guys' backs, because if they were to lose that revenue, particularly in that off-season, it could have millions of dollars in negative impact in Arkansas tourism with respect to the duck hunting industry that flocks, no pun intended, to Arkansas.
Well, you know, when you look at that, though, that is something a lot of people don't realize, how important duck hunting is in that area. I mean, if you're not a duck hunter.
I mean, you know, it's probably folks from all over Arkansas are regular duck hunters or have been duck hunting, have benefited from, you know, the great duck hunting that we have available in the state of Arkansas. It's from Missouri to Louisiana, all along East Arkansas. There are certain areas where it's more heavily concentrated and the hunting may be a little bit better. But, you know, we're known for that. And in Washington, people say, you know, where are you from? I say Arkansas, 1st District, and they go, immediately they go, oh, duck hunting. Everyone knows about Arkansas duck hunting. And so we may sort of take that for granted in Arkansas, but it's literally millions of dollars a year in additional revenue that without it could have a really negative impact on our economy in the state of Arkansas. Now, I know that it directly benefits, obviously, those folks in East Arkansas where it's most prevalent, but it really helps the entire state in tax revenue.
We've been talking with Congressman Rick Crawford here on KFFB's Open Mic. Join us for day number three coming up tomorrow. You can find this program at KFFB.com.